Saturday of the first week of Lent. Commandment as a big push over the top. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 16 through 19, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. I'm afraid we are all born rather egocentric. We are the only reference point that we have, at least initially. It's all about me, and why shouldn't it be? If Mom and Dad mirror us well, we should develop mirror neurons for empathy and relationship with others. But even other people can still be seen as mere means to my own power and pleasure. Or I can think I deserve everything, which we call a sense of entitlement. We all know adults who never seem to have moved beyond using other people and even using God. They seem to have an arrested spiritual and moral development. They seem unable to receive any true mirroring from God, nor do they lovingly mirror anyone else. They are trapped inside themselves. Both readings today speak strongly of commandments, and even commandments that push us beyond our normal comfort zones. Moses admits that this will create a peculiar people, raised above all the other nations, a people sacred to God. Unless there is some pressure, social or parental, pushing the infant beyond the pleasure principle, human nature tends to largely take the path of least resistance. We really do need prods and goads and ideals to help us think outside of the little boxes we all create for ourselves. That is the function of laws and commandments. Only in the more mature person can love and grace take over or even be understood. Jesus builds on this basic impulse control to command, yes, command, the most difficult position of all, love of the enemy, prayer for the persecutor. He points out that this commandment is impossible with ordinary human motivation or a philosophy of being nice to those who are nice to you. Anybody can do that, he says. Jesus knows he is moving the bar to a much higher plane, and it will be a necessary push to get us there. You are to love with the same kind of love that God loves you, which is total, unconditional love. This is the summit and the goal of all Jesus' moral teaching, and we cannot possibly follow it apart from divine union. The egocentric or separate self is incapable of this kind of love.